Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here at Dakota Fest, yet with folks from Micogen. A beautiful day. The sun come out, the people came out. But Jim Henry, you've been here all 3 days, right?
You bet. Yeah, it's been a great crowd last couple days.
But let's talk about what's hot at Micogen. You have a wide portfolio of products that, and say, so you cover the Dakotas kind of west to till the land quits, huh?
Absolutely. We've got some great new products, Mick, coming out this next year. Particularly excited about our E3 soybeans. That's going to be a great platform, we think, to cover a lot of the tough-to-control weeds out there. Very excited as we ramp up production of E3 soybeans. Also very excited about our chrome technology in corn, above and below ground protection. And very excited to get that technology out here this next year. Between E3 and chrome, we think we've got a great fit in the market.
Been talking about chrome for a couple of years now, and it was around a little bit this year, right?
You know, not a whole lot in the commercial market, something we've been testing and finally made it through approval, overseas approval with it, and grateful to get it out in the hands of growers and see it for new technology exclusively from Corteva and offered in a Micogen bag.
So let's show chrome on the radio. Is a seed treatment, or how does it work and what does it do?
Sure. So chrome is fully traded above and below ground protection, much like our SmartStax line. It's a molecular insertion, so it's a new technology. And we really think it gives us access to more genetics and get a corn-on-corn acre fully traded and fully treated out there.
And there are more of those continuous corn acres out there, aren't there?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Zach Thompson, talk about it. He's the territory manager, mostly western South Dakota, but corn in South Dakota this year,
It was very difficult, mostly to get it planted. Continuous rain caused a lot of issues, a lot of washouts. Had a hard time getting in the field, both to plant and to spray afterwards, so weeds were an issue. At this point, we kind of running late. There's not a lot of heat out there, so we're having a hard time finishing. The corn acres that are good are really good. You know, we've got a lot of rain. The corn acres that are bad, I'm afraid we're not going to make it till the frost.
And that's just... Mother Nature dealt us those cards, and everybody's playing them out. Yeah, best case scenario, a lot of it might make it to frost, but we'll just have to see.
Yeah, it's really going to depend on when the frost comes. If we get a frost late September, beginning of October, we're going to have a hard time. If we can push it off till the end of October, I think we'll be okay in a lot of places.
I would think that the farmers are going to be tempted to plant a shorter day length, both corn and soybeans next year, but especially in corn. Should they stick to the rotation, or should they gamble a little?
I think we should play it by ear, depending on what the spring brings. I mean, this year we went from 100-day to back to 85 in some cases, just continually following the train, kind of hoping that one of these days the rain would break and be able to get in the field. Next year, we're just going to have to see what it brings. If guys can get in whenever they want to, I say we stick with the 100-day. You know, there's more yield potential there, and if we can stick to our rotation, we should every year.
All right, now you're based in the Pier area, so West River is looking pretty good?
It is. You know, I've never seen West River this green in August. Ordinarily, we get burned up in July. It's 115 degrees. We've been managing a pretty steady 75, 80 degrees all summer.
Pastures look awesome. Yeah, it's incredible out there. So, What are you excited? Jim is excited about chrome. What are you excited about, Zach?
I'm excited for improved genetics in corn. We've got 42 new corn hybrids throughout the company. We're probably going to have at least 12 in my geography. We're looking at anywhere from a 10 to 30 bushel yield bump throughout my territory in the new hybrids we have.
Awesome. All right. Well, how do guys find their closest dealer or get a hold of you?
Just get on Micogen.com, type in your zip code, and it'll pop up all the nearby dealers. My name's on there. You can get my contact information, and you can find your closest dealer.
All right. Thank you much, Zach. Great to visit with you. Thank you much, Zach Thompson, territory manager out in South Dakota, and Jim Henry. Kind of you cover the northern, western U.S.
Absolutely, and I'm very excited, like Zach said, about our new germplasm and portfolio for this next year. If you hadn't tried Micogen before, give us a shot. We've got some new exciting products out there this year.
Especially when it comes to weed control. Enlist, that's going to they're going to solve a lot of problems.
I think that's going to be a game changer. So we've got many new varieties we're checking out for the first time this year. I'm going to continue to ramp over the next couple of years, and new products, and excited about the technology in E3.
Jim Henry, thank you very much for the visit. Best of luck the rest of 19, and have a great 20.
All right. Thank you, Mick.
You bet.